This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Is it a red flag if a girlfriend or prospective girlfriend has more guy friends than girlfriends?
Well, there's a good chance she's naive and probably thinks that most of those guys are just friends. But it's definitely a red flag if a woman has nothing but guy friends and no girlfriends at all. Like, she doesn't get along with any girls. That oftentimes can be indicative that, you know, she's the type of girlfriend. The reason she doesn't have any girlfriends is because she's tried to steal their boyfriends or has stolen their boyfriends or guys that they were dating. But any man that dates a woman for a long period of time and then gets into a relationship and is exclusive is not going to be okay with his girlfriend going out and going for drinks with these male friends one-on-one or dinners or things like that. And oftentimes women that have lots of guy friends just think that's totally cool, no big deal type of behavior. And you oftentimes have to bring up the scenario like, well, what if the roles were reversed? What if these three new hot secretaries from work had, and I can tell a couple of them are kind of sweet on me, have been asking me to go out to happy hour with them. How would you feel if I went out to happy hour with these three hot secretaries and two of them are, I'm pretty sure, are sweet on me? You probably wouldn't like that too much. So it's like the same thing if you're going to go hang out with your male friends, because these dudes are not your friend because they want to exchange yoga routines or cooking recipes. They want to plow your strawberry fields, and they're just hoping to get their chance, but they're too much of a beta male to shoot their shot or do anything because they're worried about losing the friendship.
Yeah. It should be like a healthy balance. It's not like you can't have any guy friends or any girlfriends, but not just only have a main group, you know, like just solely guys. It's just weird. Like, depending if the girl knew these guys for a long time, like when they were younger or they're recent friends from work, then you got to kind of like pick and choose your battle when it comes to that.
Yeah, no man that's in a relationship is going to be okay with their girlfriend or their wife going out to late night dinners one-on-one or going to the club one-on-one with dudes from work or their boss or some guy friend that they know from the office. It's like, I mean, if you think about it from this perspective, what happens if, you know, obviously your parents know your girlfriend, your mom and dad are out eating dinner and your girlfriend decides to go have drinks and dinner with one of her male friends and your parents don't know this guy, they don't know the relationship, and maybe they're sitting in the corner of a restaurant and they look over and they see your girlfriend with another guy and they're laughing, they're having a good time. They're going to assume that your girlfriend's on a date with another guy. They're going to be like, hey, your girlfriend's here with another man. It's like, are you guys still together? Are you having problems?
Right.
You know, it's like, that's number one, that looks bad on you. And number two, it reflects poorly on your girlfriend and how your parents view her. And so that's not good, healthy stuff. And so a woman who's a lady who values loyalty, monogamy, exclusivity, her relationship, family, those kinds of things, is just simply not going to go out and hang out one-on-one with other men, especially men that are single, whether these are guys she works with or guys that she knows that she's friends with. She's just not going to do those things. And if she is going to hang out with them, she's going to invite you or make sure it's in a group setting. She's never going to do things one-on-one, because guys that are just friends, they get a couple of drinks in them. And, you know, us guys know that it's like most dudes don't care. They'll shoot their shot. Even if you know some of these guys, they'll be nice to your face. But at the end of the day, they're trying to get in your girl's pants. And, you know, that's where, like, you know, one of the reasons why I talk about group dates in the book is that until she's in love with you and you're committed and she's asked you to be boyfriend, girlfriend, you don't ever go out on group dates, because 9 times out of 10 what happens, and I've done countless emails and phone sessions over the years, with guys that do that, you know, maybe they're 4 or 5 dates in and things are going well. Maybe they just slept together. And she's like, oh, a bunch of my girlfriends and their boyfriends were all getting together. You know, we're all going to go to the Ale House this Friday night. And then you agree and you go to the Ale House. Invariably, there's probably two, if it's a big group of people, there's probably at least 2, maybe 3 guys that are single that are in that group that have always had the hots for your girl but never gotten the chance. And so right away, they're not going to like you being there, and they're not going to like seeing you showing any kind of affection towards her. And those guys can get together with some of the other girls and go, I don't like that guy, Corey. I don't like him at all. And then they'll sandbag your success. And
yeah.
So now you got men in her peer group, and you have the women, and they've all decided that they don't like you. And that's why it's much better from a leverage perspective to do those things after she's in love with you. Because then if they're like, hey, I don't like your new boyfriend, you're like, fuck you, he's the love of my life. Don't ever talk shit about him. I don't appreciate that. But if she's still getting to know you and she's not in love, she's not emotionally bonded, and she really has no attachment to you. And you know, and then the other thing guys often do, they drink too much. And they drink too much. Sometimes they get blackout drunk. I got an email recently from a guy that was hanging out, and his girlfriend was somewhere else. I don't remember where. And so he was hanging out with some of his girlfriend's friends, and he drank too much, got blackout drunk, and then grabbed the ass right in front of this girl's boyfriend. And this girl is literally best friends with his girlfriend.
OMG.
And he didn't remember any of it. So he's grabbing her ass. The boyfriend wanted to beat his ass. And, you know, so he got up the next day. He had no recollection of anything that happened. And obviously the first phone call he gets is from his girlfriend, and she's livid.
Wow.
She, you know, it's going to go over like a lead balloon if you're grabbing the ass of your girlfriend's best friend in front of that girlfriend's boyfriend.